Hello, everybody. John Ashworth here, johnashworth.com. I'm here today with Gail Rubin. I'm going to let her introduce herself because she's got such a unique business. And this first idea we're going to do in the next podcast is a great idea, the Before I Die Festival. Gail, thanks for being here today. We appreciate your expertise and your commitment to the industry. Tell us more about who you are and what you do, and then we'll get into the Before I Die Festivals.
Thanks, John. Well, my title is the Doyen of Death. A doyen is a woman who's considered senior in a group who knows a lot about a particular subject. And that would be me when it comes to the party no one wants to plan, a funeral or memorial service. I'm known for bringing a light touch to what many consider a dark topic. And I find that if you can get people to laugh about death, they will relax about this stress-inducing topic. I also use film clips to help illustrate teaching about planning ahead for end-of-life issues. And people will remember a TV show or a film clip much longer than they will anything anybody tells them.
Absolutely, yeah. And I just love that tagline or the line, the party no one wants to plan. I did a talk for the ICCFA in January for their dead talks, how to sell more pre-need funeral services without feeling like a used car salesperson. It's kind of in the same spirit, this idea that, hey, you know, this is a really valuable thing to do, to establish a pre-plan, to take care of things so your family doesn't have to worry about it, so you can celebrate your legacy, so you can do all of these, you know, great things when someone dies, but very often people don't want to talk about it. So you have created the Before I Die Festivals as part of your work, which I think is another great way to bring this up to the surface, get people talking about it, and to give funeral homes and funeral directors an amazing way to start this conversation and celebrate this conversation really in their local communities in a non-threatening way. So tell us more about what these festivals do, what they are, and what you've been able to accomplish with them.
So the Before I Die Festival can be a one-day event on site at a funeral home or cemetery, or a multiple-day event that goes throughout the community. It's an opportunity to get those people to your funeral home without having to have somebody die. And it's a great opportunity to take people behind the scenes and answer their questions. We've had people go on tours of crematories throughout the funeral home, even to the prep room, and to bring in experts in other end-of-life fields. So you can work with estate planning attorneys and hospices and even your local psychics. People love to talk about the woo-woo side of death. And you could involve theater, games, field trips into cemeteries, history. There's so many things that one could program in that is enticing to the public, that can get them there and get them familiar with the funeral home, the cemetery, and make it that much easier to get people to pre-plan. One example of a funeral home cemetery combo that I worked with, they got 125 people in for a one-day event, and they sold $80,000 of pre-need in 2 days after that event. And that was just the first 2 days. They probably sold more.
I was going to say, that's amazing. So that's because one of the other things I'm thinking about is not just the fact that it gets the door open to your business, it gets people there and them experiencing you and your mission and, you know, why the funeral home, the funeral directors do this work. And then in this case, you sell $80,000 of pre-need funeral services. But that's just the beginning, right? You've built a list now of 125 people that you really had an amazing opportunity to start a relationship with. And now if leveraged properly, should turn into even more business than that. And I'm sure it did. You just don't have that information readily available to you. So Gail, I really appreciate you taking some time to talk with me briefly today, because I wanted to get this out there to the folks that I'm reaching out to, the funeral directors and funeral homes, because this is an amazing opportunity. It's exactly the kind of thing I was talking about in my dead talk for the ICCFA about how to sell more pre-need and how to do it without feeling like a used car salesperson. This is one of many ways you can do it, but this is an amazing way. It's a great idea. And so if anybody's interested in what Gail has to offer, Gail, why don't you leave just your contact information here so people can get in touch with you and find out more about what you do.
You can email me, Gail, G-A-I-L, at agoodgoodbye.com. And that's my website, agoodgoodbye.com, where you can find more information about all of these things. And if you want to call me, pick up the phone. It's 505-265-7215.
Very good, yeah. And I have to say, Gail is very easy to talk to. She's a lot of fun to be around. And so I encourage you, if you're interested in this topic, to reach out to me directly, of course, but also reach out directly to Gail and explore the possibilities of the Before I Die Festival and all of the other services that she has to offer. Movie night at the funeral home is another one that I really love. What a great way to bring local community members in and open the door to talking more about death and getting more comfortable with this reality that we all face.
And funeral homes in your chapels, you've got those big screens, you've got the hookups to computers, you can make it happen.
Right.
Absolutely.
All right, well, Gail Rubin from A Good Goodbye, we appreciate your time today. Thank you very much. Stay on the line here. I'm going to end the recording, but to anyone else out there, if you're interested more on this or more on any of the other technology products or services that we offer at Fraser, just get in contact with me and we'll have that conversation soon. Thanks for listening. Gail, thanks again for being here today.